Over the weekend, for the second time this month, white supremacists marched in Boston. Here's Mayor Michelle Wu talking to Radio Boston about it on Monday.
We see a surge nationally of white supremacy and hate, and the efforts to target what amount to domestic terrorism still are falling on the shoulders of states and municipalities.
U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins played for the state and local team as Suffolk County District Attorney and now represents the federal government that Mayor Wu told us she wants more from. Rachel Rollins joins us on the line. USA Rollins, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
It's great to have you. So we got a little background sound there. I'm sure we'll get that taken care of. And while you do, my first question to you, reactions to what you just heard Mayor Wu say in that cut?
We are lucky to have leadership like Mayor Wu in Boston and in our Commonwealth. And I agree 100% with her. We have to be incredibly mindful and proactive regarding this type of hate that we've seen people emboldened to engage in. And I am ready, willing, and able to assist as the chief federal law enforcement officer for our Commonwealth, and was actively involved in this work when I was the elected district attorney of Suffolk County, which is Boston, Chelsea, Winthrop, and Revere from 2019 to 2022.
So do you agree that too much responsibility for intelligence, response, tracking, solutions has fallen on local authorities? Have we had an insufficient federal response?
I don't believe so. I believe we can be doing more. And I think with respect to the special agent in charge of the FBI, Bonavalenta, and myself, chief federal law enforcement officer here, we have been very actively involved. I have the privilege of having worked with the city of Boston many, many times and know many of the actors there. But I also made sure that after having a meeting with about 70 stakeholders regarding what occurred on July 4th weekend,
The Patriot Front March.
That's absolutely right. I then made sure that I went out and met with the mayors of Malden and Melrose to speak with them about what it is that we knew. We also had the chief of the MBTA police with us at that meeting, a very small meeting to discuss how we could react moving forward. And we are always open to hearing ways that we can improve, but I am deeply committed to making sure that there is a federal response here. Additionally, we saw, Tiziana, that back on, I believe, June 11th, 31 members of Patriot Front were arrested in Idaho. I've been in contact with my counterpart, my peer, the U.S. attorney out in Idaho, as to what is happening there. So we are looking on a national scope as to what's happening here. I have the privilege of serving as the vice chair of the Civil Rights Committee for all United States attorneys across the country. My chair is Nicholas Brown, who's the U.S. attorney out in the state of Washington. But he and I are working tirelessly to make sure we are aware of what is happening across the country, and then certainly just within our own individual states.
We were talking about responses to white supremacy in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with Rachel Rollins, who is the U.S. attorney from Massachusetts. You know, in your dashboard, and we've talked before here on the show about what your big priorities as U.S. attorney are, in your dashboard of the things that get the most attention and most mind share and most monitoring from you, where does this rank?
This is absolutely one or two for me. And what I can tell you is when I became the elected district attorney, you know, I knew there was hate in the world, but I had no idea the level of hate there was. Remember, as DA, we had the horrific murders of Ramona Cooper and David Green from Nathan Allen and Winthrop. That was, according to the ADL and also according to me in law enforcement, a hate crime murder by Nathan Allen, who had a manifesto that made it very clear his hatred of Jewish people and his hatred of Black people in particular. We also saw the stabbing of a rabbi by an individual that my office immediately charged and then increased to a hate crime. But as U.S. Attorney, Tiziano, I have seen just a real significant uptick in anti-Semitism and anti-LGBTQ community hate that we've seen. We've seen burnings of Jewish assisted living facilities that we prosecuted an individual federally for. We've seen threats against a dictionary company, Webster Dictionary, which is located in our Commonwealth. Somebody calling about the definition of a woman and sort of gender definitions there, made some significant threats that had to have that work location evacuated based on the hateful and threatening calls that were made. We are no longer waiting, or will never wait, until actual violence occurs if people are using words that are threats. So for example, when we see what happened in Hyde Park at the facility, the Pride facility that is going, that is being built in this moment for senior LGBTQ members, when you use words like die by fire or, you know, kill.
And this was graffiti on the Pride facility on their signs.
Absolutely. I have made clear to both the commissioner of the Boston Police Department, as well as the special agent in charge of the FBI, that is a threat. Hard stop.
So we actually brought you a little bit of sound from that. We talked with, we had had Gretchen Van Ness, who's the executive director of LGBTQ Senior Housing, on announcing the Pride, and then talked with Gretchen after that act of vandalism. Here's a little bit.
It was every single sign that we had put up for our historic groundbreaking. And the words were just cruel and frightening, threatening to burn our building down, threatening to kill us. And I thought, I've never seen anything so horrible.
So it's striking to me, USA Rollins, that she's echoing sort of the intensity in what she saw and the differentness of it from what you saw. And you and I, over the last couple of years, have talked a lot about racism, anti-blackness, the surge in activity there. Now we're talking about really extreme approaches to intimidation and harassment of the LGBTQ plus community. I guess I want to ask you, you refer to yourself as the sort of the chief law enforcement officer for the federal government here in Massachusetts. Are vulnerable people in the Commonwealth safe?
We are doing everything to make sure that they are, and they certainly have every right, though, to feel fear, right? When somebody makes clear that we want to burn this to the ground, we want to kill you, that doesn't leave anything to the imagination. We are actively looking for who these individuals are, and whether they are adults or whether they are juveniles. Certainly if they're juveniles, that will likely be handled by a district attorney's office or maybe the attorney general's office, but likely the DA's office. If they're adults, we'll be looking to see whether there are federal charges that can be brought. But we aren't, what I want people to hear is the DAs, the 11 DAs, the attorney general of our Commonwealth, Maura Healey, as well as myself, the United States Attorney, the Chief Federal Law Enforcement Officer, AG Healey is the Chief State Law Enforcement Officer. We are all working together. And what we don't want to do is have anything, you know, fall through the cracks, right? The LGBTQ community deserves to be safe and feel protected by their federal, state, and local government partners. And, you know, I've made a statement, Tiziana, that I, you know, everyone deserves to live free of fear and authentically as who they are. And yes, the First Amendment exists, and we are going to make sure that people are able to, even if it's opinions that we find repugnant, they are entitled to that. But when you cross that line into threats of harm, that is it. We are going to hold you accountable at the federal level or at the state or local level. Period. End of story.
A little bit more of your statement, and I know I'm quoting you back to you, but for listeners, quote, every single person has a right to live their life fully and authentically as who they are. But if your authentic self is a bigot that wants to harm, humiliate, and terrorize people, you are not welcome here. There is no hierarchy as to who is entitled to a full and authentic life, end quote. So I am actually going to pick that up with a little bit more sound from our conversation with Boston Mayor Michelle Wu. And this was in reference to the Patriot Front March that you mentioned from over the July 4th weekend. Here is Mayor Wu one more time.
We rely on our federal partners to provide that information to us to the extent that they are monitoring and watching for these behaviors and the connection to Boston. But we need more from them as well. We need to have a greater focus nationally on how these groups can be tracked and monitored and categorized as verging on domestic terrorism.
So I'm picking that up for the words information, tracked, and monitored, because you announced on Sunday the intention to open a hotline to have people call in for white supremacy. And I'm going to ask you a compound question here. One, what do you hope to accomplish with that hotline? And two, there will be those who say that is government surveillance and it is scary. And I want you to kind of respond to both of those, please.
Yeah, so the mayor's right. We need to make sure that we're speaking to each other about what is happening, that we're looking at trends. The FBI has made clear, we do not surveil people based on their ideology. We do not do that. That is, people have constitutional rights, as I said earlier, with respect to the First Amendment. However, what I want to do with this dedicated number, which I'm hoping within the next 24 or so hours to possibly announce what that number is, if we can, or certainly I hope by the end of this week or early next week, is give people the opportunity, if they do not feel comfortable calling the tips line for the Boston police, or they do not feel comfortable calling 1-800-CALL-FBI, which is a number that you can call with respect to the FBI. My line is dedicated exclusively to hate, not necessarily any of the other general things that people might call the BPD tips line on or the FBI. And what I want to accomplish is people who have real deep concerns or are fearful regarding information they have.
Can you give us an example of what you might expect in one of those calls?
Sure. So I was going to say there are two buckets of people. There could be somebody that, you know, we would prefer that they call 911, but if they aren't comfortable to say, hey, look, I just was watching TV and the person that was arraigned that I saw on TV, I have information that I saw them doing something 3 weeks ago that was deeply troubling to me, right? I saw them either, you know, with swords and shields moving into this, you know, storage facility and you pushed a person to the ground, right? If they don't feel comfortable calling 911 about that, you know, there are some individuals, Tiziana, unfortunately, that they see something and they aren't comfortable saying it. If they have this call and say, well, wait a minute, now that I know that this person's been charged with respect to an incident that was based in hate, you know, in Hyde Park, I'm going to make this phone call to that number. That's number one. But number two, I want to bring all of our attention to the Washington mother. Her name is Nicole Schubert. There, in the last couple of days, there was a sort of alert regarding her name. She brought to the attention of the police back in 2019 that her son, she found his manifesto, and essentially he had threatened to kill her as well as several other of his schoolmates. And she made the very hard choice of reporting her son to the police. There are some people that might not feel comfortable calling the police on a loved one or a friend. This number, you can make phone calls and we'll make sure we get that to the right federal, state, or local partners, law enforcement partners, to make sure that they're doing wellness checks or looking into people in those circumstances.
Okay, so we've got 30 seconds left in the show. One word answer, just so we know, is the hotline anonymous?
It can be anonymous, or you can leave your name as well. But we would need a lot more information, as much as you felt comfortable, if it was going to be anonymous. But yes, just like the tips line and just like 1-800-CALL-FBI, anonymous.
U.S. Attorney for the District of Massachusetts, Rachel Rollins, always good to have you. Thank you.
Take care.